A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on November 11th, 2019. And this is Gibbs Dube on Live Talk.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about new immigration regulations in South Africa relating to children unaccompanied by two parents.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave. Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindebele.com.
Thanks for joining us. And for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the relaxation of immigration rules relating to children.
The Minister of Home Affairs says foreign visa-exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter or other supporting documentation, such as a death certificate or court order when traveling with one parent, legal guardian, or someone other than a parent or legal guardian.
This waiver, according to the Minister of Home Affairs, is granted on condition that all other requirements for entry and departure from South Africa shall be complied with.
And to join our discussion, please do remember to call us on our number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Yeah, Baba. Yeah, unjani for it.
Ah, ngiyagula. Lamhla kuyagodola.
Kuyaqanda for it.
Kuyaqanda.
Ukati lapho uyala.
Mm.
Yeah,
kuhlela.
Ha kuzalunga for it. Shayitiye itiye kakhulu.
Yeah.
Wehlise le coffee, eh?
The coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee will make me cough.
Coffee and Cremona.
No, but coffee will make me cough.
It will make you better. Yeah, kunjalo ke lapho lo jonga. Siyalubamba ke udaba lwethu namhlanje lapho sikhangela khona okwenziwe lilizwe la South Africa. Kulombiko oyethulwe yiMinister of Home Affairs ethi abantwana abaya kwele South Africa kumbe abavela kwele South Africa belomzali oyedwa. Okwamanje sebevunyela ukuthi bachaphelaye. Okusemthethweni bengatholanga ama-affidavits kumbe bengatholanga okubhalwe ngumthethwandaba kumbe khona okukade kudingwa ukuthi kube khona. Siyakwazi ukuthi bekufunakala ama-birth certificate, kufunakala ama-death certificate, kumbe kufunakala umzali ukuthi abhale phansi ukuthi hayi umntwana ungaqhubeka laye. So kuthiwa konke lokho hayi kungani kuyabekwa eceleni, so sungazenzela santando nje ngomntanakho. So ke kodwa ke ulizwe le-South Africa lithi konke lokhu kumele kwenziwe nxa ukuthi umuntu engena kwele South Africa okusemthethweni. So ungathi folokohlwe khona ngale ke kwele South Africa ungene lo mntwana kumbe wenze konke ongavunyelwayo bayalibisele ekhaya ngoba labe lingangena ngokusemthethweni. Kunjalo ke nxa uhamba lo mntwana ungela maphepha akho ukuthi uye khona ngale bayakubisela emuva. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lilibona njani udaba lolu. Sicela lisithumezele inombolo zenu kunombolo ye-WhatsApp at 01-202-465-0318. Ye kunjalo ke jonga.
Ah, ndiraiti shamwari. Nasi tiri kukurukura nyaya inogona kufadza vabereki vakawanda kuZimbabwe nekune dzimwe nyika vanenge vachigara muSouth Africa kana kuti vanoda kushanya muSouth Africa. Takaona svondo rapera nemusi wechishanu gurukota rezvemukati meSouth Africa, mukati menyika, vachisaina mutemo unobvumidza kuti mwana anenge aine mubereki mumwe chete kana kuti munhu anenge achichengeta mwana iyeyo kana kuti anenge aine mumwe waanenge achifamba naye anga asingatarisirwi kunge achizoburitsa magwaro anobva kana kudare kana mabirth certificate nezvimwe zvakadaro kana tsamba inobva kune mumwe mubereki inenge ichipa mvumo yekuti mwana yanga achifambwa naye kupinda muSouth Africa. Vakarerutsa mutemo iwoyo, tinoona kuti vakawanda vabereki vanga vachinetseka zvikuru nekuti unofanira kunge uchiwana tsamba inobva kune mumwe mubereki anopa mvumo yekuti ndabvumidza jonga kandemiri kuti anga achifamba nemwana wangu zvazvichinetsa vanhu vakawanda asi vamwe vari kutiwo neimwe nzira zvinogona kuita kuti vana vange vakungobiwa vachitakurwa ingadzi child trafficking nokuti munhu anongoenda ungonopinda nemwana achingotarisira kuti mwana yekana aine passport inenge ichingomubvumidza kuti apinde muSouth Africa opindwa naye tichanzwa kwamurimi vateereri vedu kuti munoona sei nyaya iyoyo chirongwa ndechenyu pindai muchirongwa iye zvino Gibbs tava nemudare wedu wekutanga tina Dr. Vusumuzi Zwanda is with the African Diaspora Global Network in South Africa. Welcome Dr. Zwanda to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and greetings to your listeners.
Thank you so much. Lamhla sicela ukuthi ukhulume ama language amathathu.
Yeah, kunjalo sibili yakubeka kuhle jonga. Sichaze ngesikhiwa ke mfowethu. So what is your understanding of the new regulations?
Could you please come again?
What is your understanding of the new regulations?
Well,
to children, yes.
The regulation basically, you know, exonerates foreign parents, you know, from the requirement that they have, you know, for example, unabridged, you know, birth certificates and other requirements, you know, to for traveling with unaccompanied children, particularly maybe even by both their parents and that. Now, what that means is specifically that only people coming from South Africa are going to be allowed, you know, to do this. But South Africans are not allowed to take the children out of the country, you know, without those requirements as were promulgated in 2014. We are very worried about that because that actually, in our view, it shows how much South Africa cares about its people and its children. And, you know, migrant children, therefore, are not protected at all. I mean, you know, South Africa has got one of the best laws. It might appear stringent when it comes to children, you know, the protection of children in terms of the Child Protection Act of 2005 and the children's court and all that. So just to allow, I know that a lot of migrant parents, for example, like, you know, Zimbabwe, that often want their children to come and visit them during holidays, it's going to give them a reprieve. But our biggest concern is the best interest of the child. And speaking from a legal perspective, I mean, as a legal practitioner, one of the things that I understand is that the best interest of the child, you know, should always be in anyone's mind when dealing with issues that relate to a child. So we cannot just have a law that comes and says migrants can now bring their children without the proper, you know, additional security documentation, and then we get excited about that, because one of the biggest problems that we have right now is the issue of child trafficking. And particularly for, you know, the sex industry or prostitution and drug-related issues. As I'm speaking now, we are sitting with a case that actually, you know, I'm not going to say a lot about it, but we have, you know, a very young lady that traveled to Zimbabwe, from Zimbabwe into South Africa. And the circumstances, you know, under which this young lady traveled and that she's in are actually pointing to, you know, probably, you know, something much bigger that looks like, you know, human trafficking, and we are very content. So the South African government is not doing, you know, the African people a service at all by doing this.
Pakauma apo Dr. Zwanda. Nokuti wakawanda wari kufunga kuti aiwa zvatova nakira kana vakanga vanga vachinetseka kuti vanga vachiwana tsamba kubva kune mumwe mubereki. Vanenge vakungokwanisa kungofamba nemwana vari vega. Mungangoti tsanangurei kuti mutemo uyu wakanaka here kana kuti wakaipira vana veZimbabwe. I think we have lost Dr. Vusumuzi Zwanda, who tried to reconnect.
Yes,
singazukumbe
silomunye umuntu ecingweni. We don't know whether we've got another caller or not on the line. So it seems as if
yes, hello. Yes. Yes, hello, who is that? Yes, ndiye nawo. Mkoma Dominiki. Muri kufona muri kupi Mkoma Dominiki?
Ndiri pa South Africa.
South Africa, tipe ufungwa dzenyu.
Na ndiro zvekuti kana vatira iri kana rakanaka zvikuru batima idambudziko nere kuti pa border kuti rwe yana yasa direct kuti pa bhale uri wakanyanyisa kuti kata kami kaya ni cuma lebih aja ma foreign. Tapi kata kami ni mungkin Amerika pun boleh, kita mungkin tak boleh, kita mungkin tak boleh. Ini berat, ini final 300 kamu. Ini baru sih ni, ni kan tinggal nak tu, tu mesti tahu pun something ni. Tapi orang yang ini saya nak foreign kali. Tapi mungkin tak faham betul macam ni tu sambil dari kita. Angkanya dari Maria kata orang dah ni berat. Tapi Maria ni dia sangat bagus.
Mukoma Dominic ndoda kubvunza kuti mune muchibhadhara choko muhomwe why are you paying
wano badhara maron ndi badhara find because auna kana like ile dote ma tipas baba like kiza uya kuba busa kaze uya rara ni tambu wa mudzokera ku Zimbabwe pano mfano udi wa maya find kuti
ndo mapepa ka ari kunzi ne South Africa hapana rimwe bepa richadiwa kana muine passport yenyu imi kana mama piwa visa remazuva 30 zvikan zvingori mu order izvo zvekuti mune passport yenyu nemvume yekuti munge muchipinda nekubuda mu South Africa hapana mumwe munhu anofana kuzenga achikuti choko muhomwe kana ma kubhadhara choko muhomwe kupara mhosvaka uko nokuti munofana kunge muine mapepa anokubvumidza kupinda mu South Africa abviswa ndiwa yekuti unonzi mwana kuti anga achiuya kokuona iwe baba ku South Africa unofananga wakasaina futi tsamba inenge yekuti mwana wangu achafamba na amai vake ini ndini baba wacho muisa affidavit nezvimwe zvakadaro ndo zvabviswa
na iri ndandira vachairi dzava dzirinani kuti kwaza kuti kana mudzidzi kwacho icha kubau
eh
uya kune kana uchani zvakaoma
yeah thank you mkoma munotaura kana munotaura futi chirungu here nekukuluma yeah. All right, Mkoma. Thank you so much. Okay, that's our first caller. Is yes. Mkoma Dominic calling from South Africa. He thinks that this is a welcome move. It will help many parents who have been separated for years from their children. But at the same time, he says there still may be loopholes for corruption at the border, especially on the Zimbabwean side.
Yeah.
They will just tell you, don't have such documents, and they will ask for money. Yeah. And I think Dr. Swanda is back. Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Swanda, Dr. Swanda, Dr. Swanda.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, yeah, so Dr. Swanda, do you know?
Yeah,
I'm going to go to the phone. Yeah, I'm going to go to the phone. I'm going to go ubona ngani onoko kwethulwe lilizwe le South Africa ungathi ngakho
ngicabanga ukuthi le mithetho leyo ngiyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi abaphuma endaweni ezifana naseZimbabwe bangakujabulela kakhulu lokho ngoba kusho ukuthi ingane zabo mhlawumpe ezifunde eZimbabwe izokwazi ukuthi zibe nabomalayisha izikole mazivaleke zizovakasha kodwa akuyona into esingayijabulela lokho ngoba okokuqala kumele ukuthi abazali babekwazi ukuthi kubalulekile ukwaziwa ukuthi iy'ngane zondlele nendlela efaneleyo na okokuthi nabazali noma behlukena ke futhi kunesihlukaniso phakathi kwabazali kufanele kube nesivumelwano uma kuzoba nokuhamba ekwemdlalo ethile ehamba nenye ingane ngoba abazali bethola ukuthi sebehlukene omunye ekhathi ingane asuke ehambe nayo aye e-South Africa omunye efele ezimbabwe engakwazi kungela sivumelwano ngakho kubalulekile ukuthi iy'ngane zingatshontshwa umthetho uhlale ufana ngoba lo mthetho lona uyekethiswe ebantwini abamuye ngaphandle kuphela kodwa izindlela ze-South Africa azivumelekanga ukuthi zingaphuma ney'ngane ngaphandle kokulandela yomgomo okukhomba ukuthi umthetho lowo uhlonipha kakhulu amalungelo abantwana balapha e-South Africa okudlula abantwana abasuka ngaphandle kungakho kuthina lokhu asikubeki kuyinto enhle ngoba siyazikhathaza kakhulu ngamalungelo awabantwana ngoba abantwana uma bangavele bathathwe nongubani ekugcineni lefela ngabantwana sebethethwe sikhuluma ngokuthi kule bantwana abadayiswayo ukuthi makudayisa imizimba e-South Africa basuka nekhabe thenis ukuthi bazofika basebenze la bafike badayise ukuthi kula nakudala nakudala siyaze ukuthi amantombazana bethola ngoma-90 kule Zimbabwe athi uma efika emadodana abazali bafike bayadayisela namadoda lapho umntwana athatha adayiswe ayohlala nendoda angayifuniyo ngoba engasenamali uma-90 efuna imali yakhe futhi manje sikhinde sivumele namhlanje ukuthi kube nemithetho evumele ukuthi abantwana abaphuma ngaphandle bangene ngaphandle kwezincwadi nemvume eyanele kusho lokho ukuthi sivumele iy'ngane zethu ukuthi zibe sengozini ekuthi ziphinde zithunjwe futhi zisetshenziswe ngabantu ngendlela abayithandayo akuyona into esinokuthi ayijabulele lokho
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ifoni ungani iyakheleza sizabona iplan ukuthi
singenza njani
hhayi sizabona iplan so uthi sithathe-ke ubaba usecingweni okwamanje sizakuthiwa-ke kulo baba ecingweni kunjani mfowethu sabona baba
yebo
Iye kunjani kumoyo?
Iye ngumoyo.
Iye uVolta Moyo, injani impilo baba?
Ayaphila phela kunjani?
Hayi mpilile. Iye kulomthetho lo okuthiwa mutsha lo ungathini ngawo?
Oh mina lo umthetho ngivumelani lawo ngoba uzafaka abantu engozini. Bekubuhle kunjana kulezi ncwadi ezivela kuma parents wonke ukuthi inxa umama efuna ukuhamba lomntwana omunye umzali laye uyasayina i-affidavit lasemapolisini yahamba ngale bopolisi bafike bakudinge khonoko bekuprosecta ilungelo labantwana maye umthetho nalowo ungekeli ukukunanzelela khonokho abantwana abaningi bazatshontshwa uzakwazi njani ukuthi umntwana lutshontshwe loba katshontshwanga njengoba kungasela mthetho yakubavikela labo bantwana
ye so wena manje uthi kumele kwenziweni nxa kunje mona
no into kube lenye indlela evikela ilungelo labantwana kungazake kube emahlangeni ukuthi wonke umuntu othwele umntwana uyahamba laye kungaziwa ukuthi umntwana ngwake kumbe uso wakhe kumbe asinqabe kuphi imithetho naleyo ukuthi kube incwadi lezo akunje nama-birth certificate ukuthi lo othwele umntwana idingwe i-birth certificate kuye kubonakale ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe ukuthi ukuze abantwana bavikeleke le mpilo zabantu zibe ngcono ngoba kunjenje ngibona kukubi kakhulu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke imoyo sibongile ungathina kusasa ba
siyabonga
yeah so Mr. Volta Moyo fears that you know this new regulation may put children's lives in danger says especially when it comes to human trafficking says that's very dangerous and even in terms of prostitution I think that's the same thing that Mr. Vosumuzi Dube is saying
yes
yeah so I think these two agree on that score that this is a dangerous kind of move.
Yes, Dr. Sibanda, manga muchitsanangura nerurimi rweshona nguva yazo dimukarunaro rwedu ndanda bvunza kuti munoti nemutemo mutsva vakadzikwa uyu vakasainwa na minister we home affairs sondorapera nemusi wechishanu kuti unge uchibvumidza kupinda nekubuda kwevana vasingazonzi ngavai nemaya magwaro pamusoro pe anenge avabvumidza kufamba angaita mapassport nezvimwe zvakadaro. Dr. Swanda,
maybe we can cut the phone now and then we call you back because most of our listeners are saying the line is not clear. Maybe if we can call you back.
Okay.
Thank you. We are going to call you back.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So the line was
Very bad. Listeners are saying, the line is not clear and all that.
Yes.
I am not sure whether we have our other guest. Okay. Yeah. We're trying to get hold of Mr. Dewama Vinga, who is the Human Rights Watch representative in Southern Africa. And call us. So maybe you can read from our listeners on the...
what we're getting from the people on Facebook, remember that we are on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. These are our Facebook pages. Sakile Liline says, hey, kunzima bafowethu. Vele abantu laba sebeza sitshontsha ngoba sibona ukuthi lokhu kuya ngaphi. Kuzobuya ke uGift M. Molusubeng uthi ngibukele babadube. Kuzobuya njalo lo Mavuso Jabalala uthi indaba yezalwane zeBrunaberg ezibotshiweyo ngamapolisa kuyayangisa so lolo ngolunye udaba. Kuzobuya ke omunye obhalileyo uLions Mutonori uthi uqinisile ubaba uMoyo. Siyamuzwa ukukhulumayo sibili. I think here he's referring to Mr. Walter Moyo,
mm-hmm.
was saying there are fears that children may be, you know,
kidnapped and trafficked.
That's it, trafficked. Mm-hmm. So then, uTumoluhle Mapena, uTila Ubukele, uTumoluhle siyabonga kakhulu, phosela kukhonapho.
Kunoti ne va anzi mukoma Shingi Dube vari kuti muri pa Studio 7 aiwa tiri wapenyu. Fraser Chicks Nathan anzi mutemo wavo warerutsira vanhu vakawanda asi zvine njodzi hombe yekubiwa kwevana. Asi thank you to Home Affairs of South Africa. Then Thomas Matambanadzo maswera sei pano aiwa taswera zvakanaka zvimwe chete kubva kuna Sibonilizwe Musipa Mpala vari kubvunza kuti taswera sei. Mukoma Same Udanisa I think it's Danisa Mpofu.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be a letter from the police of the area they come from and a cell phone number that can be contacted with the child, identifying the voice of the person phoning. The phone should be done with the child and the officer without the other parent. Then Vivian Mponda, the line is not clear. Boas Jayagura, Zakanaka Azu, but Jaida Kutarisiswa, pane problem apo. Well, there are mixed reactions. Some are saying it's good, but there need to be some checks and balances for this. Because I think the main concern is on the trafficking of children. We are yet to get back to Dr. Swanda and Mr. Diwama Vinga.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think we are having problems with the phones.
Yes, and we've got Kumalo Mafio Sten. We are palalapa ke enkundleni ye VOA Ndebele uti khona linjani basakazi. Lo mthetho uright kakhulu. Into kufanele ibe khona ukuthi ingane ibe le affidavit. So uyakhuluma lapho ukuthi affidavit is still needed, you know, in all this. So uti ngokuthi ingane ihamba nobani ngoba ingane iyadula ukudlula ukuza eSouth Africa. Ive ngena elamalungelo uhamba ebhadala engelamalungelo uhamba ebhadala yonke indlela. So he's saying that you pay a lot of money if you've got a kid who doesn't have papers.
But that was before this law.
Yeah, he says even if this happens too, it's going to happen because people love money at the border.
They are used
to. So they are used to.
But you have the letter. Maybe I can read the letter.
Yeah, just
it's on
read,
that.
Okay, let me just.
Yeah, we can read the letter.
So it's in a way. Can you read it so that people?
Yes. This came from the Department of Home Affairs head office, and it was an immigration directive number 22 of 2019.
Mm.
And the headline is Foreign Children from Visa Exempt Countries Entering or Departing the Republic of South Africa. Then it was, I quote, I, Dr. P.A. Motsoaledi, MP, Minister of Home Affairs, has with the powers bestowed upon me in terms of Section 31(2)(c) of the Immigration Act 2002, decided to grant a waiver to foreign children from visa-exempt countries entering or departing the Republic from complying the provisions of Regulation 6, subsection 12B of the Immigration Regulations 2014. So this is the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll continue. Let me hear from a caller named Terry.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm going to talk to
you. Yeah, Tata.
Caller, what's your name? Yeah, what's
your
name? What's your name?
Come on, both in that side, in that side, la go.
Would you go up above it?
I will be a cool.
Yeah, I would talk about food to go up over one and Jan. I
didn't have enough. Been a
So
uthi abantwana phela kavazi lutho.
Yeso so uchona lapha. Yeah uchona la.
Ngithi mina indawo lesifuna abantu bakhipha umthetho ukuthi kona kona egoli ngale umntwana akahambi lokuza efika ngale. Right ongela umntwana ofuna ukuyasebenza ngale bemvalela phandle bamvalelilani.
Ah so uthi ngcono ke abantu bavunyelwe uyasebenza egoli.
Bavunyelwe bonke abantu ngoba umntwana lona kazizali phela.
Aha.
Umntwana lwanu zala nguwe wena ofuna omfunayo khona ngali wena nga ufika ngali bafuna ipassport bafuna lokuyana lalukyana but then abavume ukuthi khona kona mina ngihambe noma sengikhulile nginje so ngihambe ngifike egoli ngali ngifike ngidinga umsebenzi
mhm
but now that
umntwana lona angafika atshontshe ngale awanye imfuli iyagcwele basuke ngale etiya chapha umfula lona ufuna lona ugcwele umntwana lona athathe ngamanzi kuya ikhala leni kwabantu. Lapha abakutshoyo ukuthi nxa kulo mzali onjengompofu esuka lo mntwana kobulawa industrial area kolapho uyavunyelwa ukuthi uthathe umntana wakho ule ncwadi wena zokuthi uyengena kwele South Africa. Uthatha umntana wakho uliye chapha umngcele umntwana basabuzi lokuthi wena uvele ume njani umntwana ube suzichaphela lo mntana wakho
asithi thina wona usegoli ngale ufuna umntana wakho asuke ngapha eZimbabwe siya ngale ufike uthini komuntu uthi khona kona kabuyelale umntwana lwana afika aqathe emfuleni nje sebemthatha ngezinye iy'ndlela ezingayisizo kuzathiwani.
Hayi, lapho-ke thina esikubona lapha yikuthi bakhuluma ngabantwana abangahambi labanye abantu. Nxa ukuthi umntwana lo eyigaide ubaba lo kumbe umama lo eyigaideni yomntwana, I think bale ndlela yokuthi babona ukuthi wena ulobuhlobo laye yini. Kuzobuya-ke khonoku ukuthi nxa asithi umalayija uhamba lo mntwana nxa somntwana akho sebekuvumela. So khayazana kume njalo ukuthi bayakubona njani khonoku lami kungani kuthithanisa ingqondo kuthithi ingqondo lokho so khonapha ngangilaqinisa
hayi ngiyakuzwa Dube ngatsho kwathi nahlala ndifonela but ngihlala ninika inamba yami alifoneli khonapho
hayi la mntu asitshaya sibili ucingo lwazo lwabubula lapha umpofu wahle walithola ucingo so ke siyadaba ukuthi sikufonele
ngiyabonga kakhulu
but
into engiyifisayo ukuthi khonakona beyenze ngabayenze into ezikhululeke uyabona kwamanye amazwe anjengabo lokhuzeni amanye amazwe angale uyakwanisa ukuziphumela uzingenela ngale eSouth Africa uzingenela Mozambique uzingenela Zambia uzingenela lapha elokhuzeni kuthiwa ngabe eGaborone la uzihambela nje kungela mgoqo but indaba engakwenzi khonokho.
Oh, so wena ufuna ukuthi kube ne-open borders umuntu wonke wala kahle.
Yes, ngoba singabantu bayiwe African soke singabantu abamnyama.
Sengikuzwile mpofu. So akuvula
amabhodi azihambele ngene phume ngene phume.
So singazinza buza abantu ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi bathini ngakhonokho okhuluma ngakho. Sibonge kakhulu mpofu. Ngothi nakusasa.
All right, Dube, ngiyabonga. Ngathi idola lami lingaphi.
Hawu, liyabuya idola. Liyabuya mhlaba. Phela
vele idola, hawu, ngiyabuya. Idola le America phela liqakathekile ngapha eZimbabwe.
Hawu, liyabuya, so iyabuya ingwece. Utshale phansi.
All right.
Thank you, Pofu Mbogile kakhulu. So that is Mr. Pofu.
You owe me a dollar.
Yeah, I owe him a dollar. He said, send me $1.
$1.
Yeah. $1 send me.
It reminds me of the Gringo movie.
Yeah.
When dollar John Banda wanted his dollar.
Yeah, exactly. So he wants his dollar. So he says, open the borders.
Yes.
Instead of allowing children, whatever. He says, open the borders.
We have Dr. Vusimuzi Swanda Beck, and also we now have Mr. Dewama Vinga from Human Rights Watch. But let me just finish this paragraph here where I was reading. It's the minister says this means that foreign visa exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter, or other supporting documentation such as a death certificate or court order when traveling with one parent / legal guardian or someone other than a parent / legal guardian. So ndo mamirira zvakaita regai titambire vamavhinga vamavhinga togamuchirai muchirongwa
kadi hama chakadi chirongwa vatereri vese tinovakwazisawo nemufaro
aiwa tinotenda tina Dr. Vusimuzi Swanda varipo parunhare muchange muchikurukura pamwe chete navo asi tombonzwa kubvai kwamuri imi vamavhinga munoona sei kana kuti ndikande mubvunzo nechirongo kuti what's your take on this move or a development by the South African Home Affairs Ministry of removing these stringent measures on foreign children traveling into South Africa or outside of South Africa?
I think we need to acknowledge that it simplifies things and matters for traveling parents, but it is a self-interested move that was from a push by South Africa's tourism ministry, because South Africa feels that their interest of attracting tourists was being undermined by this requirement. So it is something that is in the interest more of South Africa that the Department of Home Affairs has taken this move. We have, as human rights lawyers in South Africa, many issues that we have been raising with regards to free movement and the movement of and the protection of the rights of migrants, refugees, asylum seekers, which have not been taken on board. But this one is particularly so because it has hurt South Africa's business interests, hence this positive move and change.
Mm. What about these questions being raised by some of our listeners about child trafficking fears?
Well, I think the real issue remains untouched, which is that of rampant corruption and porous borders that is not resolved or and is not exacerbated or worsened by this latest move. It is an issue that South Africa needs to address. There is rampant corruption and foreign travelers are often at the receiving end, being asked to pay bribes for them to get into South Africa to be able to travel with families, but also simply to get documentation. Dr. Vusimuzi Sibanda will tell you that we have serious issues about undocumented migrants. And at the moment, in Cape Town, we have almost 1,000 asylum seekers and refugees who are really protesting and asking UNHCR that they want to leave South Africa. So this is a huge crisis in Pretoria as well. But the authorities have not addressed these pressing issues that we are raising in South Africa.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Before we go to Dr. Sibanda, we have a caller who can speak both languages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes, Kala is in the valley.
Yes.
Kala is in the valley.
Yeah, Kala.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sabola, ma'am.
Yeah, what's the journey?
Yeah, Pila, what's the
journey? Pili, le.
Ibi, so.
Ipi, to be a couple of my other fingers, ma'am, band.
Oh, what's the journey, mama?
I am Pili, le, Fili, le, Zili, le, Zili, le, Zili, le, Zili, le,
Zili, le, Zili, le, Zili, le, Zili, le, Zili, le, Zili, le, Zili, le, Zili, umuntu sengahamba kwele South Africa ilo mtwana. Engalancwadi eziveza ukuthi umntwana ume njani isimo sakhe khona.
Yeah, into ekhona ukuthi kukavile okwakuqala ngokuthi umama ubengavunyelwa ukuthi akuhambe lo mntwana ngaphandle kokuthi azuze incwadi evela kubaba. So okwakathethi ukuthi sokuvuli ukuthi umama angahamba noma engelancwadi evela kubaba. Kungcono as long as ama birth certificate abantwana. So kukhanya la ukuthi ule power and uyezwakala ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe. Because bekukhanya ngathi umntwana ngokababa kuphela, umama vele kala lungele lokuhamba lomntwana. Okwesithu ukuthi kulabantu abathi abantwana bayajuntswa bayajuntswa, but amapolisa ayabe engathi imithetho ikhona, ama death certificate ayabe khona. Umuntu ozatshontsha umntwana uyabe emtshontshela ukuthi kube njani. Siyakwazi ye ukuthi abantwana bayajontshwa, but the fact ngeyokuthi kakube fair umama la yahambela abantwana, uyise akuhambela abantwana. Nxa abantwana bebhadisa ugogo, so kungcono ukuthi bonke abazali bangafaka izincwadi zabo kumbeni ama-birth certificate. Kukhona kube le something to prove ukuthi abantwana ngabakabani.
Uzwana ukuthi kuthiwa lapha Madube, Nkosikazi Dube, kuthiwa ke incwadi le ebhalwe yi-Foreign Affairs, zabala ngesikhiwa. It appears to phezulu kolapha ukuthi sokulama new regulations. Ibe sithi this means that foreign visa exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter or other supporting documentation such as a death certificate or court order when traveling with one parent or legal guardian or someone other than a parent or legal guardian. So lapho kwa birth certificate uyabongelayo futhi.
It's okay. Mina ngile example ngikhuluma so kubuhlungu kimi ngoba kulabantwana abazalwa ngumntanami, but uyise uyalo ukuthatha i-birth certificate umntwana lo wazalelwe eSouth Africa. You find it makes it difficult ukuthi wena uthathe umntwana lana ubuye la. Mina bengihambile kade eSouth Africa, ngisiyazama ukukhuluma lo yise. Last time futhi ngahamba 2017 lokhu ngisenza ama negotiations ukuthi ubaba lwana seba divorce lo mntana nami ukuthi bathathe i-certificate sokusibanzima so ukuthi ngibathatha abazukulu ngibuye la ngibuye labo ngaphe eZimbabwe sokusibanzima because of ubaba kumele siguqe size sisubuke amadolo lokuthi ngingumuntu anti yabo
akuthi ke
so kuba nzima but nxa sokunje so ngilaye ukuthi ngihambe kathethi ngibuye labantwana ngapha it's so easy
ye nyawazi abantu
nakahlali labantwana umntana nami uyosehlupheka la kule xenophobia abantwana bayabhadalelwa esikolo yena akaparticipate anything so quite so kuba nzima ukuthi umama lwana ahlale labantwana kuba ebantwini abadivorsayo but sometimes of course ukuthi kuyajonjwa abantwana kuyajonjwa yes but abantu kababe be honest ukuthi uyanika umntwana umuntu amaziyo
awubona ke kolapho ke khulumile Mrs Dube so just briefly ngesikiwa uyafisa ukukhuluma ngesikiwa ufake just briefly
in English what I'm saying is that when you are two it's okay but if you have divorced it becomes very difficult for one parent to be persuading one father to write an affidavit for you as a mother to go with your children.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's easier because you can take your children, your grandmother can also take those children and come with them to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are not settled in South Africa. You can give your children to anybody who is coming home and you remain working for them. Unlike persuading, if you have divorced, there is a big problem because it means you to be kneeling down and requesting that innocent person who has already divorced and he will be already trying to fix you so that you end up paying something to him.
Now I think you can show now the joke.
Also, also Gibbs, maybe you may have had children with two or three different mothers or fathers.
Yeah.
So which means you have to go to each parent.
Yeah.
And request for
get
that
request,
consent letter.
Uh-huh.
That's a
that's
problem.
That's a huge
yes.
Task.
Yes.
So maybe you can talk to him.
I mean, Vachiripo Remai Dube.
Mrs. Febi Dube, are you still there?
Ndafunga vaenda. Regai tinzwe kuna Dr. Swanda. Dr. Swanda, we heard from Mr. Mavinga and some of our callers who spoke after you. What's your take on that?
Well, I think, for example, if you listen to what Mrs. Dube was saying, look, she's got a particular case where she's talking about the problems that she has faced. But again, when people divorce, there is a legal guardian and there is a custodianship of the children, which is decided by the court who's going to stay with the children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unfortunate that sometimes our people don't know what the law really says and the provisions, because there's no one who can hold someone at ransom, you know, provided that we know who has got, if it's equal custodianship, you know, or alternate, you know, the parenting agreement in particular is very important. When parents divorce, they must have a parenting agreement. They must probably see a family advocate who will tell them about the importance of not using children to fight their own battles so that the children can enjoy the benefits of both parents, because it is parents that divorce and fight, but it is not the children. So now that we should then be seen to try and compromise, you know, the welfare of the children. I mean, you've just read, you know, basically what that provision says, to say the child travels without a birth certificate can be given any other person. I mean, in our view, like I was saying earlier on, that we actually have got quite a number. In 2 years back or so, I remember a situation where we saw a 16-year-old that had been, I mean, you know, that was coming into the country without documentation. And, you know, because the child was allowed to come without documentation, and, you know, what she was exposed to, you know, and, I mean, at the border on the other side is just so gross. And it's a young lady that would have wanted to come into South Africa. And I think, you know, because of that, then you get that a lot of these young kids that even run away, you know, to come into South Africa. We've got another case here of a young child who's at school. And had it been not for the fact that there is a mother and, you know, she can only travel with the mother, that child would have been taken, for example, to travel outside the country with some white men that she was already starting to run away, you know, with, and agree that, you know what, she's in love with. A 54-year-old, and we're talking about a 16-year-old child. So what is very important is to realize that the safety of our children, we cannot allow, you know, South Africa to, you know, trivialize the importance, you know, of the lives of migrant children. I think like what Ms. Mavinga was saying, I mean, Mr. Deo was saying, that, look, South Africa here is considered its tourism industry, that it is suffering because, you know, a lot of people are not coming in. So there are quite a lot of issues, like, you know, the issues of documentation, you know, that we see that needs to be done. But in this particular instance, we need to be very particular to say, as much as this will allow children to come into the country easily, particularly for foreign parents, but are these children safe?
Safe. Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Tinemu Terere Gibbs. Ano. Yeah. Kuluma nekutaura nekuspika ndio ndombo tanga wei nini manje
eh
smakadi
baba ajonga
eh ndia navo
mkwasha mkuru wenyika mkwasha mazezuru
mkwasha mazezuru koteka kufonera futi nokuti vankomo foni yenyu haisi kunyatsonzwika
network ndiri kusina network.
Yeah, I think we better call you again. We are calling you back because the connection is poor. Thank you so much. Mkwasha Mazezuru anonzi Vankomo. Yes, he's the only known in law.
Mkwasha Mazezuru.
Yeah, Mkwasha Mazezuru.
Kujalo choka. So, let me go back to Mr. Mavinga. So, Mr. Mavinga, there are these fears that children may be, you know, trafficked and all those kind of other things. So now, how best can the South African government handle this kind of a thing?
I think we need to put things into the proper context. Mm-hmm. We are advocates for the rights of children, and we oppose and condemn trafficking. But what we need to know is that the moves by South Africa were quite unusual, even across the African continent. It was beyond, over and above the normal rigorous checking processes that are required. So South Africa is not scraping completely, but is moving back to a level along with other African states in terms of requirements as well. Because when you have valid documents, there are other ways ensuring that you curb and prevent unauthorized travel for children, especially where there are disputes. There are court processes. You know that in all countries, including in Zimbabwe, the High Court is the upper guardian for every child. So that remains in place. So people get worried because this is really a step back from excessive requirements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Regaiti muzauti vateri warukuti inouti nasi wanenga wane chidikwa dikwa chikunyora Gibbs. Regaiti mbutu weringe shuma. Tichi turisao wadare wedu mafemo. Anzina Vivian Mponda. I think here we have to say thank you, South Africa, because what is our own government doing for us? We apply for a child passport. It takes a year for a baby who is less than 1 year. Mm-hmm. People are suffering at the end. People are staying without documentation. So I think it is a very good idea what the South Africa government did. We thank you. Now Zimbabwe is to offer passport to those kids so that it will be easy for both ways. Then, Danisa, you are looking at those with passport. What about those? They have nothing. Anze tinemwe mutereri Gibbs. Tizoverenga tichinzwa mutereri. Hello?
Hello, Magadi.
Takasimba ndiya navo?
Mr. Ndonga,
varikupi avo?
Ndiri muHarare.
Ah, ndafunga kuti Ndonga iri kuChipinge.
Aiwa.
Taurai venyu vaNdonga.
Aiwa, iyi vaita zvakanaka, vana vanomborana nemaparents avo, saka zvinhu zvakanaka chaizvo, because zvinhu zviri kunetsa muZimbabwe munomu, saka tinotokurudzira chose kuti idanho rakanaka chose.
Ko vari kuchema kuti vana vanogona kuchitanga kubiwa manje, munhu anongotaura kuti ndini ndiri kufamba nemwana uyu ndine mvumo yake, hapana mapepa anoratidza kuti mwana atakurwa nani.
Izvozvo zvagara zviri kungoitika, makangozviona vana varingobiwa kana mabhodha jamba aringokrosa vasina nhigiri nemapasipoti. Saka tinongoona kuti zvinhu zvacho zviri kwese zvakare, zvakangonakira rimwe saidi zogoshatira rimwe saidi, asi pakuti vana vaona nemaperezi avo haidanho rakanaka chose.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndonga. Thank you. That's Mr. Ndonga who is supporting this move. He says that's a very welcome development because it gives the opportunity for both parents and children to see each other.
Yeah.
Some, you know, haven't met for years.
For years now, yes. They're going to see each other.
Yes, yeah. And on the issue of child trafficking, he says it still happened even during these stringent measures. Still trafficking happened, border jumping happened. Yes, let me welcome Mukwasha wangu, Mukwasha wa Mazezuru, Mr. Nkomo. Ubaba Nkomo, utini?
Baba jonga ndiri right zangu
ndakasimba mukwasha ndoda mombe dzangu vanhu vese vanzwe kuti mukwasha wamazezuru asata arora
murewa zvinoto uya kusachaho ndakawandisa futi
ndoza tiri kudai dzodzo
pane futi pandaida kutumai kuti moenda ku Instagram wechi 2
pakanaka makangoya nemombe chete asi wechi 2 wacho totanga tagara
America ndira kutumai ku America iko
totanga tagara pasi newe kutanga tonzwa pfungwa dzake hatingobvumidza kuti mutore wechi 2 chibva mapinda mudariro wangu monya yenyu ndiye iri mudariro tipei tinzwe munoti
Morosaya Dube baba jonga
kunjani kopo
mutemo mutemo Dube mirai ndimbo kutaurirai
yehe
izo South Africa investment yavo vari kuinvesta handizimboziva munhu kapinda muri 40 muri 40 munotobhadhara vaubvunza kuti munobhadhara mari mune mari yamuchaspenda kusouth africa izvo zvasarira isusu nyika yezimbabwe handiti muri kuzinzwa hapana mwana wezimbabwe akarejestwa anofanira kubuda asina kudhindisa passport kubhota unofanira kudhindisa mapurisa ekuzimbabwe migration vakadzidzira basa ravo mai mabuda zvakanaka endai mosvika kubotswana futi modhindisa if you are crossing via botswana kana uchienda black bridge wodhindisa wopinda ikoko zvakanaka izvozvo but kune makoronyera munozviziva tinozviziva izvozvo kune vanhu vadangerous people vanogona kutora advantage iyoyo wosvika kumusha wotora vana vari vega wonyengera ndatuma kuti ndivezotora ningi naningi woenda kotengesa vana vedu zvasarira nyika yedu yezimbabwe kuti vaise mutemo wakaoma kuti chi buda uchiziva kuti mwana ndewako ari kuzivikana nemapurisa nechichi lalisa maoko ezvino vari kutuka vanhu ndarwadziwa sere kunzanzi mazimbabwe nanonhuhwa kusouth africa awisimeding tidi kunhuhwa chi kana vachinzi vanhu vatuka vana vedu kuti vari kunhuhwa musabvumire mitemo yemanext door ichipinda penyu munokuvara
thank you chirova ine ndebe lekungoti ga
zvanini vati vakiti ndingabvumeri ntonjaro Dube senzakana tivesesei pemberera ichinzi tapembera sesitavile sitavele into ezingasebenziwo mithetho yesouth africa they are investing vainvesta kangana nguchere ebotswana lapa ebotswana sevarinyasi mutemo kuti asiyenzera amapemiti namapemiti abantu basebenze emaplazini basebenze ngaphi ngaphi ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babuye bavuse ibhotswana ibhotswana isivukukile ngabantu bezimbabwe Dube sekulihlaza manga izingadi ngaphi ngaphi emaplazini ngabantu bezimbabwe thini umthetho wethu welizwe awubophe umuntu wonke ophuma lo mntwana engayisiwo wakhe lobe ngowakhe kaphume sazakana ukuthi uphume ngowakhe uphume ebese siyadindisa isouth africa la imukele ukuthi uphume ngomthetho singavumeli siphonge ukuthi imithetho yonke ebuya sesithaba yabona abantu bethu kathe sesibazele kukathethi Dube abasawazi umthetho wakudala ukuthi kwakuhlonipha umama ahlonitshwe nxa elotsheliwe ekhaya ahlonitshwe aphume kuhle umchado ube ngumchado sekungamanzwakenzwake lokhu akuvunyelwa lokhu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ye Nkomo sibonge kakhulu Nkomo
hayi lapho thina sifunakwazi uyaphilize lilo mthetho abantwana bahlale kuhle Dube
hanjo phela
bangafani le mbuze uyakwazi ukufana nani Dube inzayi babajonga zakafana nekusungira mbuzi pamuti woipa makidya uchimirira munhu ari kubva kugori kuti uye zvourayiwa aisingazive kuti iri kurayiwa hatizvite izvozvo wedu mutemo ndewedu wenyika yedu chirime chibake nenzungu nembambaira
vangomo muchidimu tongoti imi muri kukurudzira divi rezimbabwe kuti vadzike mutemo wekuti hapana munhu anofanira kubuda nemwana
chipikirwa
kuti hapana anofanira kubuda nemwana
eyalola izipra lezanda belweni kukhiphirwa dizi umthetho sasingabulala amabhunu sasikhipha umthetho kwakuthiwa ngujoshua Nkomo wathi asibulala amabhunu sikhipha umthetho omubi okuthi kuthiwa there is a dog an african ebhabhunu ewatwat ngana kutshele Dube ngakahamba lenye ekhiwa ngisafunda mina engicelile kumama esithi siye edorobheni fika edorobheni laphana uhamba ngenjela umayo uthe sithi mna ngisale emoteni engena kobomikilezi kunuka isinkwa kuphela usemphathelini isinkwa lekhokho uhamba ngihleli abantwana besikolo bevele esikolo bengihleka lami umntwana wesikolo bengihleka ukuthi ilindinja enehambe siyakudla into ezimnandi that is not
goodbakithi
from planti to mrewa mrewa to wati wati pasi
Yes, gives the name of Terry. Hello. Hello.
Hello, I'm
Magadi, Renu.
This is Magadi.
Tiroa Penu, Dianabo.
Jenny,
my Mungoni. Maita Basa, Mapindam Churong, what people from what Zenu was Akutiza. I was able to get out of the group.
Mchemo wakadarewe unotipedzira vana hauna kutomborora mano kuti vana vedu vachanyangariswa zvizhinjisa ndikangofunga zvandafunga endi shaba mwana endi ndogona kumunyengerwa zvekuti anobva ava neukama neni wakasimba then vanhu vakawanda vacharuza vana vachingonzi nekuti zvakasununguka kuti munhu aite 24 nemwana zvaanenge munhu anenge ane mufungo wake mwoyo wakanaka but kazhinji unenge wakatoipa kuti muchaona kuti kushekwa kwevana ichavanya ichagara irimo pamuromo yavanhu ende panenge pati vane nhamba hombe yekukwirira kuti vanhu vari kushava vana kuti ko vari kunyangariswa nani
amai Mungoni ndanzwa mumwe muteereri wedu abva kutaura mai manje vanoitwa vamukomo vachitaura iwo kuti no regai South Africa iise mutemo wayo asi Zimbabwe inofanira kudzika mutemo wakaoma pane vanenge vachida kuyambukawo nevana munoti ngoti dimu 30 seconds tidzokere kuna vasiwanda nguva dzaakupera
zvakanaka hazvo asi inyaya yokutambudzika futi zvekuti munhu azosiya zvevana kuno kuzimbabwe futi zvichizi ichenge chichirema nekuti zvose kwose kwangu vakutsva kumusana nekudumbu
Thank you so much. Apana, thank you so much. That's our caller, Jenny Oromai Mungoni. She says that she is not supporting that move, Gibbs, because of the fears of child trafficking. Yes.
I think Dr. Spanda is still there, right?
Yes, still, he's still there.
Dr. Spanda, locus a connect come on about? Yeah, so Dr. Spanda, in brief, you have heard all these people, you know, expressing different opinions, but I think the bottom line is some people are saying they fear for the lives of their kids. So what should be done on the Zimbabwean side to protect kids from what these parents are saying?
Well, I think from the Zimbabwean side, Zimbabwe can also introduce its own laws to protect, you know, the children going in and out, you know, to ensure that, you know, parents are with the rightful, you know, claimants either as a father or a mother, and that the other parent is aware that, you know, the child is going to go out of the country. Because once the child, for example, is taken out of the country, if it's a divorce kind of a situation, the other parent might not be able to even know where they are in South Africa, in Polokwane, and would never even see their child. So we need laws that, in a way, protect the interests of the children, just like what South Africa has on its own citizens. Because its citizens is very strict, it's clear. You cannot take a South African child without appropriate documentation. I think we need to stick to that.
So now, do you think that South Africa may at least you know, discuss some of these issues with their Zimbabwean counterparts to come out with maybe a better way of doing things?
Well, not obvious. South Africa will not do that. I mean, South Africa is interested in the bottom line in terms of, you know, what it itself and what is coming into South Africa. So it's concerned about South Africans and not at all about what is happening in the other countries. So I know they will not be discussing that at all because it does not help, you know, their agenda, which is to maximize profit.
Mm-hmm.
Ya, paka oma ipapo. Totari saidu nguwa zinge ziru kuti manyei Dr. Siwanda. Manzuka waka wanda wari kuchema kuti dambudziko ombe riripa kuchika kuti wana wana gona kubiwa. Asipane wa uya nefungwa ya kuti regai South Africa ise mtemo wayo. Zimbabwe inofana kusunga zisimbe panyaye kuti wana wangu buda. Zizu wa munga tauro.
Katika tano ndicho kuti chetu tanga tinoondoa endi taka wana nzoto na nzoto zote South Africa ine constitution ya kanaka kudarika nyika desi zimwe taka wanda panapo zatuto ndicho kuti chini chaka naka chinoemurwa tinoona kuti chaka naka chiwituwa pa saka mtemo iye kuchengeteza vana tinoiona mu South Africa South Africa itendiri vana vayo vachingoenda kwese kwese kana munhu mu South Africa achibuda pano achienda nevana anotosungirwa kuti aine mapepa ese akakwana nekudaro kuti kuti Zimbabwe kana kupi kwese ngatine mtemo inofanana inochengeteza kodzero dzevana kuti tizive kuti vana vedu habiwi tingada zvedu kuti tifambe zvinhu zvitirire nyore kuti titore vana vedu nokuti kuZimbabwe kune ikonomaizi kuita zviri zvakanaka asi hazvitibatsiri uye zvinoisa vana vedu munjodzi.
Ndizvozvo chai.
Yes, soke kodokuke okatokurira kujongo kuti abantu bangani bakatazekile ngokuti abantu vanavaya bepuma bengena bepuma bengena. Kule mthetho yini ngabunjwa baba Dube ukuthi eZimbabwe kona ngale kube lokungathwa hayi abantwana kumele bephume kodwa sokubonakala ukuthi ngabantwana bakabani.
Ngicabanga ukuthi imithetho njengoba besisasho ukuthi imithetho lo ofakwe yiSouth Africa, iSouth Africa yona kayivumeli izizalwane zaseSouth Africa ukuthi ziphume nengane zingena amaphephane leyo okufana nama-birth certificate, ama-unabreed ney'ncwadi zasenkantolo. Imithetho emihle enza ukuthi kulondoloze amalungelo abantwana. Nathi siyagqugquzela ukuthi amazwe wonke, hayi nje kuphela iZimbabwe, amazwe wonke kafake imithetho ehlonipha njalo egcina abantwana bephephile. Ngoba sibona abantwana behlala bedingwa nsuku zonke sokuthiwa balahlekile, badlwenguliwe, kwenziwe ini. Asenzeni konke singanelisa ukuthi noma kuzoyenzakala kodwa imithetho kayibe khona evikela abantwana ikwese kugqugquzelayo lokho.
Thank you Dr. Swanda, please do stay on the line. Timbonzi kwa kune vateereri hanzi nevateereri vanyora pano. Mkoma Robert Nyanjoa hanzi it is a good idea because we need each other to grow. Thank you South Africa government. Ndofunga nambo iverenga kuita Jane Mukwereza. Maskwera say mose mose I wata skwera. Samuel Danisampof, I think they are putting children's lives at a very big risk. We have experienced a lot of child and human parts trafficking in the past. Who requested for such a porous legislation? This is unacceptable. The documents should be left in force or even made tougher. Let's protect our children. And ko we are Mkoma Vivian Mponda, nifunga wangu wachipindura zanga jata uruga na Mkoma Danisa. Then Mkoma Samuel Danisa Mpofu wadzoka shokari uruganza. I mean both Mr. Mponda. There is a business in South Africa in human parts we don't have to be carried away. Who knows their plans behind such a dangerous offer? And fungoti urumende inga isamtemwe inenge ichi kanganisa vanasa izuzu. Mkoma Fraser Chicks Sinathan, and thank you so much Mr. Nkomo for a wise advice. Dufunga mkwasha wemaze zuru mfungwe hata ura yekuti Zimbabwe ingawa ziko umtemwe yaka umaine itakutewa na wasango buda. Ndosa kawaru kutendu kwa panapa.
And you know, we're talking about this issue at a time when a 21-year-old woman Simpiwe Mlilo actually appeared in court today, you know, facing charges of abducting and kidnapping a 4-year-old kid from Bulawayo. So now the kid was allegedly, you know, kidnapped on the 30th of October. And, you know, she said, told the court that it was under the impression that a certain guy who operates between South Africa and Zimbabwe was going to take the kid down to South Africa, maybe for ritual purposes. He's not yet, you know, too clear. So now she's going to be sentenced tomorrow. And she was promised only 500 rand. You know, that is going to be your payment for bringing this kid. So which means this guy was going to take the kid across the border without papers, without nothing.
Yeah, but you know
maybe that's why people are having this kind of fear. Yeah.
Similar case, Gibbs, where one of the parents, one was in Zimbabwe, the father was in Zimbabwe living with the child, and the mother was in South Africa. And the mother approached some Malaysia guys to help bring the child from Zimbabwe. Yeah. And the only way was to kidnap the child and take him to South Africa. So parents were also involved in such.
That's right. So maybe that's why people are a bit skeptical.
Yes.
Dr. Spanda, your last word, sir.
okugcina ngokuthi njengabazali, everyone who's a parent, I think what we need to do is we need to choose the easy way out. Let us do everything possible to protect our children. You know, even if it is difficult, let's allow these laws that ensure that human sanctity and the dignity of children is preserved.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. I wish to thank Dr. Spanda and Mr. Duma Vinga. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, let's meet again next time.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you stay well. Until we meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk, good night.